Hi everyone, this is Terry Nazon, world famous astrologer, and today is Wednesday, aka Hump Day, and it's ruled by the planet Mercury, who, as you know, is retrograde along with the planet Venus. So let's remind ourselves a little bit about what Venus retrograde actually means, since Venus rules love, marriage, getting along with others, women, sisters, money, wealth, and your ability to relate well with others. And so you might have some misgivings or some issues with one of those, let's not say topics, okay. So maybe it's your relationship that could be suffering. Maybe there's things you're not saying that you're kind of keeping to yourself, which is something that we do when Mercury is retrograde also. And also with the planets right now coming out of the sign of Pisces, we tend to hold a lot in until, of course, the planets begin to cross over into the sign of Aries, where, of course, as I like to say, things get loud. And of course, as we get into the spring equinox, the sun enters the sign of Aries, we all kind of start a new chapter, but we still have one foot in the past and one foot in the future. And this is going to be a process of new beginnings, chapter beginnings. Every equinox or solstice is always going to be like a new chapter. Maybe not one that you see or that you feel as it's happening, but when you look back, you can say, oh yeah, I started something new. So it's always good to kind of look back. But right now, I think it's just about getting through Venus retrograde and Mercury retrograde unscathed without putting your relationships in damage or without walking away from a relationship or harming anyone near and dear. And that's the way it goes. So tomorrow is the spring equinox. This is the time of perfect balance between day and night. That sounds nice. And so the sun enters the sign of Aries. And so that makes today also a very important day because we have Neptune at 29 degrees. We have the fixed star Shiat at 29 degrees. And then we're going to also experience Saturn at 29 degrees in the month of May. When Mercury and Venus go direct, they too will repeat this transit, repeat these experiences, and so it will feel like you're going over things a lot. But as the sun changes signs, of course, it's sunny, there's a sunny disposition, but as the sun goes from the sign of Pisces into the sign of Aries, well, that's another topic altogether. And it's sort of kind of a reality check. You see what you didn't, you weren't seeing or you weren't watching. You hear what you didn't hear before and can feel like secrets are being revealed. Are they really? Not really. It's just that there were things that you weren't paying attention to that you were ignoring. And now as the sun enters the sign of Aries, it's time to get on with things. I like to call it getting your mojo back. How's that sound? Do you need your mojo back? Many of us do. Have a great day.